Chapter 8, Make Your Move. Is there something God has told you to do, or something in your heart you want to achieve? You must make a move. There are things God has declared concerning you, prophecies that have gone forth about your life, but they will not be fulfilled while you're sitting down with folded arms. Decide today to do something about the dreams and vision that God has given you. As you pray in the Spirit, listen for the guidance of the Holy Ghost within you. As the Spirit ministers back to your spirit, you will be instructed on the particular step to take. When you receive that, you must act. All you need is within you. Everything you need is inside you. All the capital you need is inside you. When you take a tiny orange seed in your hand, it has all the potentials to produce roots, a stem, branches, leaves, and many orange fruits with many seeds in them. All you need to do is put that little seed in the right environment, the soil, and its potentials will be released. Just like that seed, everything you need to become the you that God has destined you to be is inside you. I say all the time that I can never fail. I can never be sick or poor. It's impossible. I just can't. I know who I am. I've found my place. I've found my roots. You say, now you're boasting, Pastor Chris. Yes, I am. I'm boasting in God's word because I've found out his word works. The word of God is living and active. If you put the word inside you, he'll make you a master over circumstances of life. You will never live in fear or defeat anymore. With the word inside you, there's no telling how far you'll go. All the limitations will be taken out of your life and your potentialities will be let loose. Speak right about yourself. There's a beautiful prayer of David in Psalm 16 that inspires me so much. David had such insight and revelation of God's purpose for him, and it showed in the way he prayed and prophesied here. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrow shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintenest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Psalm 16, verses 1 to 6. This is the way to pray. Hold your Bible before you and begin to prophesy these words about your life. Don't ever be cast down. You'll never find me cast down. You say, well, Pastor Chris, if I don't ever see you cast down, that doesn't mean you don't get cast down sometimes. The truth is that I don't get cast down. It's not just because I don't want to, and of course I don't want to, but more than that, I can't be cast down. You see, I've put God's word inside me so much that it's just not possible for me to be cast down. What could it ever be that would make me feel dejected? I know the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places, and I have a goodly heritage. I've come to find out what God has done for me. He said he divided the land for an inheritance, and I found out the borders of my land have fallen in the choice parts. He has given me a good land. Actually, he gave me the best. Hallelujah. This is how you should see yourself and talk about your life. Don't say, my life is so dry, and I'm in this dry place, your office, city, state or country where nothing happens. What do you mean dry? Count me out of that portion. As for me, the lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places, and I have a wonderful heritage. It doesn't matter where I find myself. The lines are fallen to me in pleasant places. David went on to say, I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. Psalm 16, verse 7. This is what the Lord is doing right now. He's giving you counsel from within. When God gives you counsel, you can never be confused. Words like, I'm so confused, I don't know what to do, wouldn't be found in your vocabulary. Instead of stumbling out of bed in fear because you had a nightmare, your reins or inner man will instruct you in the nighttime. Like David, you should declare, "I will bless the Lord who counsels me. He gives me wisdom in the night. He tells me what to do." Psalm 16, verse 7, the Living Bible Translation. See nothing but God. In the 8th verse of Psalm 16, David said, "I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved." This was David's secret. What have you set before you? What are you looking at? There's an old song we used to sing, but I don't sing it anymore because I discovered we were seeing the wrong thing. Part of that song says, "When I look to my right, I see Satan has fallen. When I look to my left, I see Satan has fallen. When I look to my front, I see Satan has fallen. When I look to my back, I see Satan has fallen. I have seen the downfall of Satan. Glory be to God." My question is, how come it's the fallen devil you're seeing all around you? Where are God and his innumerable company of angels? We know the devil is a fallen foe. He's been defeated already. Now, look and see God. See his glory, beauty, strength, power, grace, and favor manifested all around you. David said, "I have set the Lord always before me." He saw nothing but God. What do you see? I remember the story Kenneth Hagin told of a dear old man of God. He was traveling at sea on a ship, and every day throughout the voyage, he would sit up on the deck looking out to the sea with a faraway look in his eye. One of the young men who had been observing this strange old man went to him and asked, "Sir, why do you sit out here all by yourself looking out to sea? What do you see out there?" He replied, "I see nothing but God." Sitting up on that deck looking out at the vast expanse of the ocean, some other person would have been petrified. Just a thought that you're completely surrounded by water for miles and miles around could be both very humbling and terrifying. But this man didn't see any fear or vulnerability or impending disaster. All he saw was God in all of his glory, power, beauty, and majesty. Praise God no matter what. Hezekiah was another man who saw nothing but God. He was on his sickbed when Isaiah, the prophet of God, walked into his room and told him to set his house in order, for he was surely going to die. At first, when he heard God's pronouncement from the mouth of the prophet, all he could see was death. He saw himself in the grave. He saw the people crying over his corpse. Then he turned his face to the wall and began to pray. And after a while, all he could see was God. When he opened his eyes and looked at the world around him, he saw death. But he turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. "I said in the cutting off of my days, I should go to the gates of the grave. I am deprived of the residue of my years. I said, I shall not see the Lord, even the Lord, in the land of the living. I shall behold man no more with the inhabitants of the world. Behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. For thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. For the grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. The living, he shall praise thee, as I do this day. The father to the children shall make known thy truth. The Lord was ready to save me. Therefore we will sing my songs to the strange instruments all the days of our life in the house of the Lord." Isaiah 38, verses 10 to 11 and 17 to 20. He kept on talking to God like this and prophesying God's word back to him. And before Isaiah could make it out into the middle court of the palace, God stopped him in his tracks and said to him, "I have rescinded that decision. Go back to Hezekiah and tell him I've heard his prayer. He's not going to die. Not only have I healed him, I've also added 15 more years to his life." Isaiah 38, verses 4 to 5. Begin to prophesy. Child of God, this is hard to pray. Don't stay there whining. I don't know why I didn't get the job. After all, I was more qualified than the others. This bad luck has followed me for so many years. What do you mean, bad luck? Prophesy about your future and declare, I don't know any bad luck. The Bible declares that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. I love God, and He has called me according to His divine purpose. Therefore, everything is working out for my good, in the name of Jesus. Don't you dare give up on the visions God has shown you. Straighten up, square your shoulders, chest out, chin up, and elbow the devil out of your way. Push your way through every obstacle as you speak words of power. The walls will crumble before you, and the seas will divide, and you will go through victoriously. Now that you've found out you can prophesy about your future, it's time to make your move. It's time to prophesy. Prophesy about your life and your future. Talk the word about your ministry, your body, your family, your job, your finances, your country, and everything that concerns you. See your progress instead of stagnation, and declare these words with all boldness and authority. I refuse to fear. I see things changing for the best. I am fully persuaded that my God is able to perform that which He has spoken concerning me. Therefore, I refuse to stagger at His word, and I remain strong in faith, giving glory to God. My health is blossoming. My finances are increasing. I see my progress. I see my prosperity. I see my promotion. I see it. Glory to God. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. I have the ability of God in me. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. The anointing is upon me, causing me to make progress and move forward. I'm getting better, stronger, and greater by the day. I'm walking in victory in the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth now and speak words of faith and power. Prophesy the word of God to your life every day and to your future, and watch it come to pass. Glory to God.